Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's the one that's almost 10 years old. That's the one where we've been producing and distributing to you all of our small business content. Thousands of archives of shows that we've done, that we've recorded since 99. We've been streaming on the internet since 98, and of course we've been syndicated on radio, our great radio stations across North America, since 97. But the website is where you can find lots of stuff, including articles, thousands of those that have been written by me and my Brain Trust members. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog there. It's not like anybody else's blog. And also, let me tell you about one of our newest features, which I've mentioned in the past, and that's our knowledge base for small business, askjim.biz. I hope you'll check that out. Give it a check and ask it a question. Take it out for a spin. It's still a young website. There's still a lot of things that we're going to be doing to that website, but it's all there for you. Everything we have, no barrier to entry. If you can get in, you can have what we have. So if you can get there, I should say, we'll let you in and you can have what we have. Our guest William Morin is not with us right now, and he's a new guest. I don't know exactly why, but we're working on that. But sometimes this gives me an opportunity. When somebody doesn't show up, it gives me an opportunity to talk to you about other things. So maybe this will really work out for me, at least, because I want to tell you more about what I mentioned earlier in the previous segment about Denmark. As you remember, I told you that next week I'm going to be in Copenhagen, Denmark, actually probably in several places in Denmark, but primarily staying in Copenhagen. And in case if you're not familiar where this is, Copenhagen is basically a series of islands between Northern Europe and Sweden. It's actually I think there's a bridge now between Denmark and Sweden. Southern tip of Sweden. Go right to the southern tip of Sweden, and Denmark's right below it. Several islands, a couple of main islands, but maybe three or four main islands. But basically, it's not a very big country. But it's there. Some of the world class entrepreneurs of our time are from that part of the world. But the country is like a lot of other European countries. They've kind of gotten stuck in some of the 20th century constructs of how to do business. And to their credit, to the Danes' credit, they want to break out of that. They want to change the way that they do business. They want to become more entrepreneurial. And small business owners in America, guess what? They want to be like you. That's right. The Danes want to be more like you than like the French, for example. Well, there's a conference that's being held next week, and Wednesday and Thursday, and they've asked me to come over and speak to them. This is in conjunction with the American Chamber of Commerce in Denmark, and also in conjunction with in association with the Department of Commerce. And so those three groups got together, the people in charge of entrepreneurship in Denmark and the American Chamber of Commerce and the U.S. Department of Commerce, I should say. They all got together, and they decided to put this program on, and they invited me to come over and talk to them about how it is that we become so successful as entrepreneurs in the United States. And I'm going to do that. And that's the reason why, as I mentioned earlier, next week, because of the time change, it's quite a bit different in time. And because of my schedule during the week, it's going to be difficult for me to do the show. And so I'm not going to do the show every day from over there, only on Thursday. My plan right now is to do the show, but to introduce you to some of the people whom I'm going to meet over there and who are part of the entrepreneurial movers and shakers in Denmark. I want you to hear their story. I want you to hear from them. And so right now, next week, the show will be a best of Every day but Thursday. And that's just, as I say, just because of my schedule and the time changes and everything. So back to the program, though. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on there and why they want to know more about you and what I'm going to say to them. I'm going to give you a little sneak preview of what I'm going to say to them. Denmark I think Denmark wants to become a little more like Ireland than like Germany or France. In fact, the story goes, the things that I've read recently are that a lot of Germans are immigrating to Denmark. I'm not sure if they're moving there permanently, if they're just going there to work, but they're looking for opportunity in Denmark. And by the way, Denmark and Germany don't share a border, because I don't think there is an actual connection of land between them, but they do. Well, maybe there is. Maybe there is a border, an actual land border there. But anyway, on the southern part of Denmark, on the other side of the boundary there where Denmark is in the south, is Germany. So they're neighbors, and so there's a little bit of an issue with Germans coming to Denmark looking for opportunity because they're not finding it as much as they want in Germany. Well, you know what, folks? I don't know if you remember, but about 3 years ago when I was in Italy, I came back and told you about what was happening in Europe. I told you that more and more people were saying, you know what, we can't rely on the government anymore or on these big corporations to provide us with jobs. We got to make our own way. And what they were determining was that they've got to create their own small business. And so that's what they've been doing more and more. And Denmark's leading the way. Denmark wants to be a highly entrepreneurial region. By 2015, they want to be fully entrepreneurial, meaning they got all of their systems, all of their pistons are all firing toward entrepreneurship. And so they've asked me to come over and talk to them about that. And here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell them about Blasting Game's second law of small business. And you've heard me say this before. It's easy. Blasting Game's second law of small business states that it's easy to start a small business. It is not easy to run one and grow one successfully. Blasting Game's second law of small business. It's easy to start a small business, in America at least. It's not easy to run one and grow one successfully. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to explain to them how it is that people actually do succeed in the United States as a small business owner, and why year after year that America is the most entrepreneurial country on the planet. Stay with us. My impending trip, my upcoming trip to Denmark, to Copenhagen, Denmark. Actually, I'm leaving today. Later today, I'm actually getting on a plane later today and flying over. And I'm looking forward to that. The Scandinavian folks are so nice. They're just wonderful people. I've been to Sweden. I've met folks from other parts of that region. And they're so nice. And they like Americans. They speak English better than we do. Honestly, they do. It's incredible how well they speak English. And that's another reason, as you know, English is the international language of business. It's another reason why I think that the Danes are going to be fine when it comes to entrepreneurship, because they do speak the international language of business. And so they've asked me to go over, as I mentioned, they've asked me to come over there and talk to them about what is it that makes Americans so entrepreneurial? What is it that makes us so successful as entrepreneurs? Why is it that in study after study, the United States is the most entrepreneurial country on the planet? And here's what I'm going to tell them. It's because we have an entrepreneurial, well, for one thing, entrepreneurship is in our genes in America. This nation was founded on entrepreneurship, if anything, right? I mean, what is an entrepreneur if not a risk taker? And the people who founded this country risked, they didn't risk some money. They didn't risk their mortgage on their house, the equity in their house. They risked everything, including their lives, and many paid with their lives. How entrepreneurial is that? And so this country was founded on entrepreneurship. We've grown it. It's in our genes. It's in our DNA. And because Americans are willing to move on from something, either if it doesn't work, we move on. If it does work, but it's not the next best thing that we need, we move on. We do something else. We're willing to risk things, and we're willing to put the things that we've used and they're no longer useful, we're willing to put them in the past and move away from them. And so those are some of the reasons why we're entrepreneurial. We've got an entrepreneurial infrastructure in the United States. We've got the best, we have the best financial capital market on the planet. The way banks work with small business owners is the best on the planet. We have marketplace resources, both things you can pay for and things that are free that are available to small business owners in America, unlike any other country on the planet. And then we have government services that help us. The SBA will guarantee loans for certain small business owners. Small business development centers have counselors all around the country to help small business owners, and it is there for the asking, no cost at all. You've got women business centers who provide the same kind of thing. You've got the Service Corps of Retired Executives, SCORE, that are out there for free. This is all for free, folks. The infrastructure under small business owners is incredible, but it is an infrastructure that you have to find and you have to seek. You have to seek it out and you have to acquire it yourself. See, I say that a small business owner, being a small business owner, is like working a high wire act without a net. Think about that. You've seen people walking the tightrope, right? Imagine doing that without a net. Well, that's what small business owners do. So the ones who succeed, who don't fall off of that wire and fall into total abject failure, spin, crash, and burn, are the ones who learn how to build a net under them. They start out with no net, but it is possible to build a net under them. And that net under them is the things that I just mentioned. The marketplace resources that are available that you can pay for that are an incredible value. Some of the power that you can buy today is incredible. Small business owners have the power, have the ability to buy powerful technologies today that were not available to us 10, 20, 30 years ago. And the free things, there are lots of free things. Look at my website. I give that stuff away. So you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And there are lots of programs, lots of websites that do that like I do. So there's all of that. Then there's our financial markets. These are all things that are weaving a net underneath small business owners, but they have to do it themselves. And then, of course, the government services. And so just think about a small business owner working a high wire act without a net. They don't want to fail, and so they seek help. They seek resources. They seek partners. They network and create strategic alliances. That's how you build a net under you. That's what makes America the most entrepreneurial country on the planet. And those are the things that I'm going to talk to the Danes about next week when I go to Denmark. This week. I'll be talking to them next week. But we're going to be there all week. But on Wednesday and Thursday, I'm going to be talking to the Danes in Copenhagen about why you are who you are, small business owners in America, why you're so great. And why other people want to be like you. And I just thought you might want to know that. I thought that whenever you hear me bragging on you, whenever you hear me telling you how great you are and how proud I am of you, I just want you to know other people are pretty impressed with you too. And you deserve to be pretty proud of that yourself. Thank you for letting me represent you in Denmark. Quick break. Right back with George Landreth right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.